Jamie Renee Coleman lives in a three-room ground floor apartment in the northeast Indiana town of Waterloo. It's a hot, humid July day, and Jamie has one small, sputtering window air conditioner and a fat chihuahua that does not like visitors.
You're going to be nice. You're going to be good. You want to tie her up outside, Ava?
What's your name again?
Precious.
Jamie does not have a job. She does not have a high school diploma or any real training. And she doesn't have a child. And never will. Jamie's mother had her sterilized when she was 15 years old. The operation changed the course of Jamie's life, and it was never an easy life. Jamie's father died when she was 4 years old. Her mother was often at work, so Jamie's older sister took care of her. Jamie's sister was 8 years old when she told her younger sister to run water over her hands and open an electric box.
I went over there, wiped my hands, didn't see anything wrong with it, and I tugged till the last pull it open. Electricity went all through my arms. I mean, I lit up like a dang Christmas tree, running through the yard screaming, begging for help, and all they did was she kept saying I told her.
As the years wore on, Jamie's mother came to accept the idea that maybe Jamie was slow. However, Jamie was never held back in school or tested for learning disabilities. When Jamie was 15, she started going out with boys and staying out late. Her mother worried that Jamie would end up pregnant, as her older sister had already done.
I was in the kitchen one day sitting, and when she was telling Mom that she was pregnant, and Mom flew off the handle, and she shook her head, "No, I'm not raising no more grandkids, no more." And then that's when Karina looked at me and said, "You better do something with her."
The next day, July 9th, 1971, Jamie's mother filed a petition with DeKalb County Judge Harold Stump to have her daughter sterilized. Her mother said Jamie was mildly retarded and staying out at night with boys. The judge approved the affidavit immediately, and 6 days later, a doctor at DeKalb County Hospital sterilized Jamie. Her mother told Jamie she'd had her appendix removed. Jamie didn't know the truth until she got married 3 years later and tried to get pregnant. Jamie asked her mother what was wrong.
So one day she just started crying. She said, "I'm sorry that it happened to you. If it would have been done, it would have been done to one of the others." And I said, "Done what, mother? What'd you do to me?" She said, "I had you sterilized."
Judge and others involved in the sterilization in 1974. The suit charged that the judge failed to provide procedural safeguards for Linda Sparkman, also known as Jamie Lee Coleman. Jamie changed her name after the lawsuit. The Supreme Court took up the case because it challenged the existing law on judicial immunity. The court ruled against Jamie. However, the publicity surrounding the case spurred lawmakers in Indiana to change the state sterilization law to prevent the sterilization of someone living outside of an institution. Jamie says she's glad her case has saved others from being sterilized against their will. But Jamie has little money, her mother is dead, and the rest of her family has turned against her.
They claim I ruined my mother's name, you know, their name. It's like, Jesus, look what you've done to me. You know, all of them had children, you know, and I bet they're all raised now, you know, and I have nobody. I mean, I'm all alone, you know what I'm saying, in all this. I have no answers. I got a lot of answers and questions that I need to be asked by them if they would tell me, but they don't want anything to do with me.
Jamie has written a book about her experiences called The Blanket She Carried, and at least one production company has expressed interest in making Jamie's story into a movie. But for now, Jamie waits for things to get better. Tomorrow, what some scientists and sociologists call the new eugenics.
80 to 90% of those who are told they are carrying a Down syndrome fetus will terminate that pregnancy.
Join us tomorrow for the next installment of Indiana Eugenics. For WFYI News, I'm Mary Hartnett.